You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following a year of government budget cuts in response to the current recession, economists and social service workers have expressed concerns about the effects current fiscal policies will have on New Zealanders. In December 2024, Finance Minister Nicola Willis revealed that the government's plans to reduce social service spending could lead to 3,900 jobs being cut. Around the same time, Auckland City Mission CEO Helen Robinson warned that food banks face closures in 2025. I spoke to economist and honorary associate professor at the University of Auckland, Dr. Susan St. John, about the recession and cuts to social services. In an article you wrote for Newsroom, you talk about austerity policies and the current theory of reducing the size of the state so that the private market will fill the gap. What does this theory mean?
Well, we know that the government spends on all sorts of things that are provided to us, either free of charge or else maybe with a part charge, but things that aren't provided through private businesses. And those things are really important to our standard of living and are not easily provided by the private sector. So the state has a very important role in our well-being and providing the health and education services and the protection of the environment and law and order and all those sorts of things. So it has a critical role to play in our well-being. But when the ideology takes hold that somehow government is bad, government is too big, we've got to squeeze it back and make room for the private sector to grow, what you run the danger of is just depressing the economy, because if the private sector can't or won't fill the gap, then spending decreases and that means incomes decrease, that means there are further problems with jobs, more people lose their jobs, and the economy can, in very extreme circumstances, spiral into a depression.
Have austerity policies been effective in the past or anywhere else?
The problem with austerity policies is that they affect the lower income groups more, that we don't seem to be capable of seeing that if there is a problem, we could actually tax the rich more. And so a lot of programs get cut that somebody decides are peripheral, not very useful, without really understanding what they're doing. Things like school lunch program, it's a very good example. So that gets cut back. That means that local communities find that local jobs go. That means that there's less to spend at the shops. That means shopkeepers' incomes go down. And so you run that risk of a spiralling down, which we're in danger of at the moment because we're in a very severe recession. And we're cutting incomes, we're cutting programs, we're cutting things that affect low-income people who are then unable to have sufficient money to buy the basics or to look after themselves adequately.
Auckland City Mission CEO Helen Robinson has warned that budget cuts will lead to the closure of food banks. How do you think this will affect people?
Well, as she's warning, and unfortunately there doesn't seem to be much response to her very serious comments, when you find that people can't get money from MSD, they're sent to the food banks say, sorry, they're having to cut back because the government funding has been cut. Where do those people go to find the basic food that they need? Well, one of the first things that happens is that they will stop paying their rent or their mortgages and run the danger of eviction and homelessness. So the spin-off effects are very, very serious. And the Auckland City Missioner is warning Auckland that we're seeing desperate families now, some of whom have never been near a food bank but have lost their jobs and finding it absolutely impossible to keep their heads above water. It's it's really important in a recession that we protect low-income groups, and we're not doing that well.
Following on from that, in your newsroom article, you mentioned that hungry children fall behind in school. What effect might this have on the future of Aotearoa?
Disastrous. There has been recent research which has confirmed that children who are hungry end up with serious deficiencies in their educational outcomes. And we are dependent on healthy, vibrant, well-educated young workforce, especially as we have an ageing population. Instead, if we end up with younger people more prone to illness, more using the public health system, more unable to contribute, then that's really bad for society.
In your newsroom piece, you reference the 1991 budget cuts and the subsequent spike in disease and child poverty. Are we seeing any similarities between 1991 and now?
I'm afraid so. We are likely to see third world diseases, preventable diseases, increase in the statistics when we finally get updated statistics. And it was a very obvious correlation in the early 90s between the explosion in child poverty that happened after the benefit cuts and after the austerity cuts that the government had implemented. So it didn't get worse in the 1990s because some of the policies that the government wanted to implement, such as changing the state pension into a welfare benefit, simply fell over in the end, that there was just such an outcry that the government wasn't able to do those things. So it could have been a lot worse in the 1990s. We should learn from the past.
What should the government be doing instead of implementing austerity policies?
Well, it should allow the deficit to enlarge in the recession by letting what we call fiscal cushions work. That is, the benefits will rise because more people are unemployed and the tax take will fall because there is less spending. So instead of trying to fight against that, let that effect work to maintain basic spending in the economy. Fix the fiscal cushions. They're not working well. Families lose out $100 a week when they go onto a benefit from their Working for Families. That's craziness in this kind of situation. Many people find they're not entitled to support from a welfare benefit because their partner is earning. And also the benefits have not been protected properly. They're only indexed to inflation. So there's all sorts of things that you can point to say that our fiscal cushions need to be strengthened to protect the future of the people who are at the bottom and affected most by austerity policies.
That was Honorary Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, Dr. Susan St. John, speaking to me about how cuts to social services will deepen inequality. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.